July 18th, Jerry Moldenhauer.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Jerry Moldenhauer loved Jesus Christ, and he loved a young woman. Today's story isn't dependent on the kind of job Jerry had or the place he lived. It's a story that's relatable for anyone who has ever loved another person while also struggling with issues of their own. Take a listen.
Called to protect those we love, stand in the gap. Beneath a full summer moon at the top of Loveland Pass, Jerry sat on a boulder. He thought Paula was the one God had given him. He had planned for a happy home, not a brutal breakup. Now, nearly a year later, he couldn't stop praying for her. As he climbed in the moonlight, the tension grew. He'd taken her pictures off the wall. Praying for her drew the pain back to the surface. But he didn't pray God would give her back. He prayed God would give her his best. A few months later, Jerry walked into a crowded church service, and there she was. He felt queasy, but he collected himself and said hi. Paula looked conflicted too. He had to get out of there. The relationship was over, but he had given his heart away completely. Paula had come to town for a wedding that Jerry was videotaping for their mutual friends. The morning of the ceremony, he ironed his shirt, packed up the camera, and wondered incessantly if he should really talk to her. At the chapel, with its long windows that framed a mountain vista, he focused the camera on the bridal procession, the vows, and the kiss. Jerry was consumed by Paula's presence. Later at the reception, he noted where she had sat and set up his equipment. Should he talk to her? Now, God said. It was the first time Jerry had heard God speak in an audible voice, and he asked her to talk with him after the reception. His whole body felt light. Later that night, in a nearby park, they sat together on the top of an old picnic table. Denver lights twinkled below as they talked in the crisp October night air. Friend to friend, Paula's heart was one huge, painful bruise. Jerry finally understood why he had been compelled to pray. A year and a half later, Jerry married Paula, emotional bruises and all. Over time, he understood that Paula was being emotionally, spiritually, and verbally abused by a family member. He had been called to protect his wife, not only her physical body, but also her heart. It was tricky. He needed to respect her family, and she had to be ready for change too. It hurt to see her hurt. Jerry did his best to counteract the soul-shredding lies that Paula believed. She couldn't accept unconditional love. Performing for love was all she knew. So Jerry focused on showing Paula he loved her for who she was, not for what she did for him. He guarded his conversation and prayed for opportunities to speak truth. He often talked more to God than to Paula about what he saw. Sometimes she couldn't receive it, not yet. Jerry continued to model God's unconditional love, which empowered Paula to begin to accept herself. One day she wrote in her journal, "I am awed at Jerry's total acceptance of me, even as my sin, failure, and ugliness lay bare between us. He saw beauty and treasure where I saw only failure and decay." The healing took years, but gradually Paula grew stronger. When their children started to be affected by the abusive family member, Jerry supported Paula as she told the person, until things changed, they would only communicate through a counselor. Eventually, Jerry helped her to understand that God wanted her to protect her heart too, not only the hearts of her children. Proverbs chapter 4:23, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." How do you protect the hearts of your loved ones? Called to protect those we love? Stand in the gap.
Hello, friends. Today is July the 18th, and our story is about a man by the name of Jerry Moldenhauer. Probably many of us that are watching today would not know who Jerry is. Fortunately, I had an opportunity to meet Jerry because he's married to one of the ladies, Paula, who wrote many of the 365 Christian Men stories. I was moved by Jerry's story today for a couple reasons, and the two things that really stick out to me the most are, first of all, when God puts something in your heart to pray about and to pray through, stick with it. You know, there's times we feel prompted of the Lord to pray for something, and because we don't necessarily see the results within days or weeks or even months, we give up, either thinking, well, maybe that's past, maybe it wasn't really the Lord, maybe we just get tired of praying, whatever the reason might be. But this story reminds us that we need to pray through whatever it is that God has put in our heart to pray. We may not know in this lifetime the outcome of that, but the challenge is, first, if God puts something in your heart to pray about, make sure you do that. And then secondly, be faithful in little things. The things that God put in Jerry's heart to do were to pray for Paula. Paula didn't know it, and Jerry didn't even really know what the outcome of those prayers would be, but he remained faithful in that. And in a lot of ways, we might see that as a little thing. God never sees it as a little thing. If God prompts us or compels us to do something, it matters to God. And what I've found in my life is that it often, in the end, becomes a great blessing and something that God uses in our own lives personally. So my challenge for us today are those two things. First of all, be disciplined, be diligent in praying through what God's put on your heart to pray. And then secondly, never look at something as a small thing if God tells you to do it. In the end, it will make a big difference. God bless you. Have a great day.